KFRD, community radio for you.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Raimi, and you're listening to... I'm sorry. I can't keep doing that. Let me try again. Hello, everyone. It's your friend, Raimi, over in Freed. Sorry for being unprofessional. Not that that's ever been an issue before. But today, something's a little different. In lieu of any real progress on understanding that cabin, mostly because it's really hard to find, I decided to give a little insight into the rest of the mines around here. Today is the first broadcast of KFRD, Freed Community Radio. I'll have some guests on to give their opinions on current issues like, well, I guess whatever's on their minds. Not a lot is really going on in a post-epidemic America that needs opining on, now that I think about it. Well, not here anyway. Well, I didn't really think this through. Anyway, not only are we having a community broadcast today, but we're also allowing you to weigh in with your thoughts. That's right, with a little technical know-how and a lot of blind luck, I reworked old wireless receivers here to function as phone, receivers? Phone lines? The point is, you can call in now, listeners. Call 209-8-FREED-0, that's 209-837-3330, at any time during the broadcast, and we'll let you chime in with your thoughts. Assuming you have a working phone, that is. Wow, I didn't really think that through either. So without further ado, let's start the broadcast with something I was assured wouldn't include theories on the Hollow Earth. Honest Thoughts with Ezra M. Take it away, Ezra.
Hello, and welcome to Honest Thoughts with your host, me, Ezra M. I'm going to start off by talking about what I think is the most pressing issue facing our country. The government. Now, before you all tune out and start saying, oh, that Ezra, all they ever do is talk about their silly conspiracy theories, I want to assure you that all of what I'm about to go into has been backed up by research or independent reporting. Now, I know the government has been less active, shall we say, since the Borrelia outbreak some 6 or so years ago. I'm not saying they're out and about poisoning us with chemicals in our water or anything. That's old and they would have moved on to something new by now. but really, they did do that around 20 years ago. Anyway, I don't think the government is really in any capacity to be doing much of anything these days. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't be aware of what they could do if they regain power. If you're like me, you love where you live, and the way you live there. If you're not like me, then you at least tolerate it. At any rate, it is your home and your way. The cabal that heads up the government, or the remains of the government anyway, doesn't like how fractured and fragmented America has become. They're going to try everything in their power to-
Oh, Ezra, we have a caller!
Okay. Put them on.
Caller, you're on the air with Ezra M.
It is Ezra!
Is this Ezra? Hey, Ezra!
Yes, this is Ezra.
Guys, I'm talking to Ezra! Hi, Ezra!
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Janice! It's spelled T-E-D-B-I-L-L-A.
And, where are you from, Janice?
I'm from New Salem! Did Mrs. Raimi not tell you about me?
She told me.
Well, I'm listening right now, but it shouldn't be, because Charlie said the radio hurts ahead and killed us.
But
I don't know how it killed us, because, we've been listening for a while, and we haven't died yet, so I don't know what that means, and I don't get it, and I'm really scared.
Right.
My tummy I don't know what
Well,
do.
I don't Janice, want you to get in trouble or anything, so you're not allowed to...
Damn it. Okay. Go. I'm going to deal with her later. Okay, box of many voices, man of many names, which one are you this time?
It's Ezra.
Ezra. From before. Oh no, that was the other one. Which one are you again? Oh, Afreed.
Yes, this is, that's me.
Oh. Buen. Bon noir. I thought this was a bad person, but you know, We've a history. We've seen things.
That's good!
Clandestine Witch of the White Waterhole, what have you tell me this time?
Well, I was talking about the government and, you know, how we should be aware of the possibility of them trying to regain
power, controlling our way of life again.
Controlling our way of
life. This is so good. I have been wanting to talk about this. Well, I don't, never mind. You see, you would get this other part, but you would not. See, we use time better. There's like 3 days in a week now. It's been like a lot of weeks. Did you know that?
Oh, sorry, Ezra. Looks like we have some interference.
You probably did.
Are you, sure? Did, but the line sounds fine.
I know so
much that's
about this.
Definitely this interference. Like the line's breaking up a lot. Sorry, Charlie. You're going to have to call back another time.
What?
Sorry, Ezra. Better luck next time.
You can't suppress the truth, Raimi. One way or another, the truth will be revealed.
Maybe this next caller will help reveal the truth. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Is this working?
Edith! Hey!
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, Edith, can you hear us?
Is this working?
Edith! Hey!
Hello? Oh, hi, Raimi!
Edith, turn your radio off.
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Edith, we're on a delay. Turn the radio off.
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, let me turn it off.
Thank you.
Turn the radio off.
I know, I'm turning it off.
Let me turn it off.
Okay, well, hi, Raimi.
Hi, Edith. It's been a while. I'm surprised you remember me.
Well, you did take 4 people with you when you left here. It became a milestone in our town's history. It's all over everyone's arms and legs and what have you. Speaking of, I'm sorry about Sarah, sweetie. I had no idea she was like that.
It's okay. It all worked out in the end.
But she burned your house down.
Well, yeah. But not completely down. It's all right. We're rebuilding.
Well, I was just calling in to say... Oh, drats, I didn't write it down.
Maybe it was just to say hi?
Maybe. I don't think I was very interested in what the gentleman was saying about his salmon and whatnot. It sounded like a load of hooey.
Did you have anything to say to me?
Sorry, sweetie, I don't think so.
That's fine. You know, Raimi, I'll let you catch up with Edith. I'll use this time to go check up on the addicts, see how they're doing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll just finish up my segment when I get back. See you in a bit.
So, Edith, what's it been like for you? Is Elkhorn getting on okay?
Oh, yes, we're doing fine. We've been able to teach ourselves to do everything that Kiev, Michael, and Aaron were doing. Speaking of, how's Kiev doing? I've heard you talk about Michael and Aaron, but, you know, him not so much.
Oh, he's doing fine. He keeps to himself, mostly. Every couple of days, he gives me and Ezra more ASL lessons. Aaron helps us out when we get confused. I don't know how you guys were able to keep all this straight in your head.
Lots and lots of notes. And repetition. I'm not sure if any of us remember a lot anymore, though. We still have the notes written somewhere on us, but the practice is what helped us remember.
Well, once things calm down here, I'm sure he'd love to visit you. Michael and Aaron, too. We could all make a big road trip out of it and come see you.
That sounds lovely. And I won't write it down. That way it'd be a pleasant surprise.
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, sorry, Edith. Looks like we have another caller. I have to let you go.
Say hi to everyone for me.
I will. Caller, you're on the air.
Surprise, witch. Bet you thought you'd seen the last of me. But like all salmon, I swim upstream. And up the stream, I have come to your wood. And here I have the salmon for
Yay,
you.
Yay, salmon!
Back again, fresh.
Sorry, but I'm not sure we have time for your salmon,
what
my
is,
good sir.
What? You see, the thing with time is it should have already stopped already. But, like, here we are.
Well, I guess I can spare 5 minutes for this. But no more than 5 minutes.
This is good. I only need 6. So, because, you know, the green thing,
mm-hmm.
the marshmallow, mm-hmm. was like... This thing isn't gonna work when he sees the mail, and he was right. It was such a surprise. But this makes sense, because mm-hmm. if the female one couldn't do it, then it's like we have this thing. It's not gonna work. This is not gonna work. This time it's like the reverse. The male is more competent. I swear I am smart, guys. I am the smart one.
Okay.
Anyways. There is another. There's a pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And this person says that Beam is the bad one. They call her Bad Beam.
Uh-huh.
They say Lovely Loon. Lovely Loon. And they call us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we call them movies. Our thing makes more sense, guys. Our thing makes more sense. Our pun makes way more sense. This is why I'm the smart one. Anyways.
Still talking to Edith?
No, Charlie called in again. I don't think he knows I'm not listening.
We have some bad news.
What is it?
I was heading down the hill to the attics and Erin stopped me. She was coming back from a scavenging run down there and it's not good. They're really sick. Getting violent, covered in vomit, just really not good.
Charlie, sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off. Listeners, something urgent has come up and I need to stop the broadcast. We'll try to have a small update in a few days or so about this, but until then I'll have to cut the first KFRD broadcast short. Sorry, until next time, be safe, be strong, be alive.
No Walkman or anything?
We can't waste time right now. Their health is more important than a broadcast. Oh shit, I forgot to turn it off. Hold on, one sec.
Freed is a Paper Trail Studios production written by Casey Lee and Ryan Young, starring Hey Now You're a Rockstar Bedoya as Raimi, Julian Sobahana as Ezra, Michael as Charlie, Sam Almera as Janice, and Whitney Grace as Edith. The background music was by the Brothers Cruz Garcia and Ryan Young. Follow us at Freed Radio on Twitter or freedpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also email us at freedpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like Freed and you want to make us happy, you can bribe us for our friendship by rating and reviewing us on iTunes or Stitcher. It's a guaranteed entry into our close circle of friends. Today's sponsor is the new album by AJJ, The Bible 2. They're not paying us or anything, it's just a good album, and we want to help get the word out.